When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, how about you, everybody? Welcome into this week's edition of the Auburn Live Recruiting Show. Today is June the 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Jeffrey Lee, Senior Recruiting Editor for Auburn Live on 3. I'm joined, as always, and most of the time, almost 60% of the time, he's 100% of the time here. His name is Cole Pinkston. How about you, Cole?
How about you?
All
right. I got me another J-head.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh.
In honor of him not being here today.
Yeah. Let me see. Turn around. Oh,
there it is out there.
Yeah,
see the line.
You know, I do. All right, I'll allow it. Hey, listen, Jay Head is on assignment today. We'll put it that way. He's back and forth from the can. he's taking the day off. Let's put it that way. Deservedly so.
Yes.
We'll get him back Sunday. We hope he feels better, man. I always miss Jay Head and his insight. We love him. Hope he gets better and joins us back on Sunday for the call-in show. But this was probably, Cole, a great day for him to miss because we've got so much to talk about. We really do. So much has happened. So much is going to happen. So much is happening right now. Before we get to it all, Cole, perfect opportunity for people in Auburn or Opelika in Lee County, Alabama. Right now is the time to get your house on the market, folks. It's the perfect time to find that dream home, that forever home you've been looking for. And we've got just the person that'll help you do it all, whether you want to buy, you want to sell, if you want to do both. Jessica Andrus with the Talents Group, 334-704-4442. She is a fantastic realtor. She will get it done and get you into your dream home, or at least the one you really want to move into. She's definitely done it for me. And very grateful to her for that. Give her a call, folks. Jessica Andrus with the Talents Group, 334-704-4442. Tell her we sent you. Cole, we have seen the month of June. Here we go, right?
Yes.
You've got official visits, unofficial visits, camps, offers, commitments. Although that last one, we're still waiting to see on some commitments, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's almost like, man, if June were just – if the kids weren't trying to do it so quick, you'd feel a little bit better, right? Instead of, like, trying to get everything done. Like, I want to shut it down in June. I want it over, you know? That's not working in Auburn's favor all that great, in my opinion.
Not a great year for that to happen.
No. Not the right year for that.
Not the right year. But, hey – I guess all you can do if you're Auburn is make these inroads, right? You can plant the seeds and hope it comes to fruition later on. But like Cole said, you've got DeMarcus Riddick who's taking his official visits. He visited Georgia last weekend, Auburn this weekend, Alabama the next weekend, and then he's ready to shut it down. That's not going to work in Auburn's favor. Auburn's going to need middle of the season. They're going to need November. Yeah. And listen, just because a kid says I'm shutting it down in June doesn't mean he's shutting it down. And doesn't mean Auburn's going to go, oh, okay, man, hey, appreciate the opportunity. Good luck to you.
Well, that's certainly not going to happen.
Right.
He may think he's shutting it down, but, yeah.
And maybe that's going to make Alabama or Georgia, to whichever school he's committed to, make them feel a little better. But Auburn's certainly going to keep recruiting him. I think, Cole, you posted yesterday that you're leaning Alabama for Riddick.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody will argue with you, although, man, You put in a prediction for Auburn back in February, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was March. It was March 9th, I think, the day we all had to for the network.
I thought it was a great pick. I still do.
Well, I definitely thought it was at the time.
Right, at the time.
I talked to Riddick this morning. I went to Chilton County High School this morning. He knew about the pick I made. He's like, yeah, it made sense at the time.
Yeah, he was feeling it.
Now it's a little more even. He was honest about that, so.
Well, that's fair. He was great to talk to you, and he'll be in town this weekend. Cole, I'm trying to think off the top. Auburn's got a fantastic group of official visitors coming in this weekend. The headliner there being DeMarcus Riddick. You've got Jalen Crawford coming in. Who else?
I have the list here.
Cool. Go for it.
You've got Cohen Eccles.
Oh.
Who I'm telling you, Auburn staff loves this guy.
Offensive tackle from Katy, Texas.
Katy, Texas. Yes. There's two Eccles, not to be confused with William Eccles from Mississippi, who camped Monday. He camped at Auburn Monday, spent the whole day at Auburn. He comes out. He's not just an offensive line recruit anymore. He is a defensive line recruit.
Oh.
He's going to be on the visitor list this weekend, official visitor. And he's also camping again as a defensive lineman, not an offensive lineman.
Wait a minute. William's coming. So both William and Cohen are going to be
both,
here?
Both Eccles, and they are spelled different. Cohen is without an E on the Eccles, and then there's an E on William Eccles. It's
confusing.
Definitely check out the visitor list so you can get the differential there.
Did you add William?
Yeah.
He's on that list. Okay.
He is. Yeah, he's going to be there. He's camping again. Like, you know, respect on that, because he wants to go and be coached by Jeremy Garrett this time, because he was with the O-line the entire time Monday. So he's like, man, Garrett showed me some love. I'm going to go camp for him this time. Love it. I love that attitude. That's good. And he showed some pop as a D lineman. Jeremy Garrett thought so too. That's probably where he's being recruited more so now. And you said Bryce Kane's going to be there.
Bryce Kane's coming Friday morning.
Unofficial, right? Unofficial.
It's going to be unofficial, is it? I think. I mean, he's, right. He's under the impression it's going to be an official visit, and so he knows more than I do about it. So I think I've got him listed as an unofficial visit, but like I said, he knows more about it than I do. So the thing is he's going to camp at Auburn Friday, and then he's going to camp at Troy on Saturday. But in between those two camps, he's going to have an official visit to Auburn, which is why I think that might not be technically an official visit. I think he'll probably have a visit, but it probably won't count against him or Auburn as far as an official visit.
They can pretty much treat it like one without all the, bells and whistles, which is exactly what they did yesterday as we're recording this Wednesday. On Tuesday at Camori House there.
Mm.
There's so many things to talk about right now. Yeah. Camori House is listed as a linebacker by On3. He was at Auburn on Tuesday for an unofficial visit, but when I talked to him, he's like, it was pretty much an official visit. You know, they didn't pay for anything, he said, but it was treated like one. They showed me what would happen on an official visit. You know, this is the dorm room. This is, everything.
Sure.
So he got the full view there. This kid is from California, but mom just moved to Atlanta. He's staying with her a lot, too. So, he said Auburn's top three. Washington, Texas, Auburn. That's the three. I mean, it's all moving pretty fast. There's new names to track. That guy, he loves the pitch from Ron Roberts. He spent the entire day with Ron Roberts and nobody else but Ron Roberts and Hugh Freeze, which I thought was interesting. He is a star for Ron Roberts. Not linebacker, meaning he's a nickel, basically. And he is on the DB board, he says. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
He thought it was awesome.
6'2", 210?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. I mean, he loves that pitch. To me, he's Auburn's to lose. I think if Auburn pushes for him, they got him. I truly believe that after talking to him. So, but back to the visitor list this weekend. Kinsley Faustin, 4-star DB from Naples, Florida. I think he's a safety for Auburn. If things go well there and they push, again, this is a guy I could see in the class, no doubt. And then some of the headliners, man, Caleb Holmes.
Yeah.
We just haven't gotten to talk about him enough, but, I mean, I don't think he's quite on commit watch yet, but I think there's a chance he ends up in the class. I mean, a strong chance, especially with this visit.
Have you talked to him before?
You know, I talked to him at Under Armour camp, which was in February, and didn't realize how big of an Auburn target he was at the time. And they were recruiting him, and he said, "Yeah, they talked to me." What I came to understand about Caleb is he's not a big talker.
So, okay,
he actually was getting recruited pretty heavily by Auburn, and still is one of the top guys for Auburn, from what I understand.
Interior guy.
Interior.
Okay.
Yep. Then you got Walker White's going to be there to help out. He was able to be there, so he wasn't going to miss that chance, evidently. Jalen Crawford.
And he's going to camp.
Awesome, too.
He is going to work with Philip Montgomery, with Hugh Freeze, with all those, Jesse Stone, Kent yep. Austin. So he's going to get there. He's going to work. He's going to throw. Really looking forward to seeing him out there, man. I think that will be really cool to see Walker White. He's going to be here for an unofficial visit. You know, he wanted to come next weekend with Casey Poe and those big dogs. But he couldn't. He's going to be on a 7-on-7, so he somehow made it work. His dad was not optimistic that they were going to be able to make it anytime this month, but Walker has found some time. He's going to make it in for Friday, so I thought that was a big deal.
Huge. And not to mention, you know, we're still trying to figure out who's all going to be there Friday, but I think there's going to be a couple of receivers that, you know, Auburn likes, from what I understand. I'm still trying to confirm a few of those.
Friday now, being the next elite camp.
The camp, yes. So, you know, if you get the quarterback commit throwing to those guys, if somebody asks, you know, how big of a deal is Walker White to these guys? Well, if he's throwing to them and they see, hey, a dude can put it, you know, where he wants it, that's a big deal, especially at camp. Then probably your three biggest, DeMarcus Riddick, Jalen Crawford, Daniel Hill. Huge, huge weekend for those guys. Jalen Crawford hadn't said much about him, but, I mean, you could – potentially knock it home here with him over LSU and Clemson. I mean, we thought for a while there was a great chance for Auburn there. I don't know, man. There's so many guys to just keep a close eye on, and I think the staff feels the same way. It's almost overwhelming for them. Like, oh, my gosh, how do we get them all here this weekend? How do we get them all there this next weekend? It's going to be a lot, you know. It's exciting. It's an exciting time.
Let's see, Daniel Hill finally making it to Auburn. He's been trying to make it to Auburn since like February, March, and then April, and it was, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to come to A-Day. Didn't want him to come to A-Day. Let's go to this. Couldn't make it that day. All right, I'm going to reschedule this. So he's finally coming. He was going to come the first weekend in June. You know, he even told Chad Simmons, I'll be at Auburn June the 2nd. Well, he rescheduled to this weekend. So good to see what he says. Daniel Hill, probably the top running back on Auburn's board, along with Kevin Riley. So that'll be a big deal. Bryce Kane, I wanted to talk real quick. You know, I talked to him Tuesday night. I thought it was interesting not only that he's coming to camp and visit Friday, but he will also be announcing his commitment to either Auburn or Ole Miss next week. He threw Mississippi State in there. He went to camp at Mississippi State last week. But this is an Auburn-Ole Miss battle. And he was so honest with me, Cole. He said, you know what? Ole Miss is leading right now. Not by much, but Auburn's right there with them. I haven't visited Auburn since A-Day. So right. I've been to Ole Miss. I've camped with them. I've visited with them. I've spent time with their coaches. So right now Ole Miss is leading. And I think 24/7 Ole Miss guys have crystal balls in. I think on threes Ole Miss guys have predictions in for Bryce Kane to end up at Ole Miss. So on 24/7 I think he's 100% to Ole Miss. I think on three he's 98% to Ole Miss. That might even out depending on what happens after this weekend. I would be a little disappointed if he doesn't end up at Auburn. I mean, like in the staff, like if you can't get this guy committed after having the last weekend visit and assuming they still want the kid, and I think they do, that's you got to have Bryce Kane.
I think it depends on how soon they want the guy. If they, you know, if they see him camp and then they go, okay, we really want him. I don't know if it's like a gung-ho full staff, let's get him in the boat. But that could have changed over the past week. I mean, that camp film came out of him from Alabama. He looked very good. I'm sure they probably saw that and went, maybe we should go ahead and maybe get him in the class. I would not be surprised by that at all. I've heard mixed things on that front all through his recruitment. You know, do they want him? How bad do they want him? Would they take him? I've heard yes and no, but I'd lean towards yes. So I think a lot can change this weekend.
Be awesome to see Walker White throwing to Bryce Kane.
Oh, yeah, it would.
Friday. Yeah. I really want to see that. Love Bryce Kane, man. I hope he ends up at Auburn, only not being selfish because I like the kid personally. Enjoy talking to him, and he's awesome. Bryce Kane's coming in. And then, hey, listen, Auburn turns around. So you get these guys, and listen, these guys will be here. Friday's going to be the elite camp. So some of these official visitors are going to get here Sunday. They're going to get here Sunday. Some might leave Sunday afternoon, but most will leave Monday. I really like how Auburn's designing these official visits where most of these kids are leaving on Monday now, Monday morning, because, hey, listen, you turn around on Monday and you're getting Cam Coleman on campus. You're getting let me pull my list up here. You got it, Cole? Here we go.
Yeah, Caleb Odom.
Caleb Odom's coming in. LJ McCray, Daniel Calhoun, Red Morgan. Jaden Lewis is coming in for his official visit. Daniel Calhoun, huge. Cam Coleman, huge. Caleb Odom, huge. Yep. LJ McCray, I don't know much about him, but he's a four-star top 100 recruit from Daytona Beach, defensive lineman.
He's a freak. That's the guy. I mean, I know Jeremy Garrett loves that guy, no doubt.
Daniel Calhoun is one of those guys that you really need. He's one of those stud. Well, he's listed as an interior guy, but he's 6'6.5". I thought when he came over in the spring.
He played tackle at Under Armour. I know that because I have a couple videos of him, and he can. I think he can play tackle.
So, I mean, you're losing guys on Monday as they're leaving official visits and turning around and getting Cam Coleman in. And him and Red Morgan, you know, Cole, I think when we talked to Cam and Red both back in a couple of weeks ago, hell, they were just here in May. I remember they drove up that afternoon and we just hung out for a few hours. And we talked to them after they left. And they said at the time, June 12th through the 14th is probably going to be our official visits. They went ahead and locked it in. I thought that they would tell Cam Coleman to wait. And Red Morgan, for that matter. You're right down the road. Maybe that's why they were like, I was surprised that they're going to use their official visits in June. I guess that's what it is.
Well, Daniel Calhoun, Daniel Hill, anybody that's huge like that, DeMarcus Riddick, they want them to official visit later.
Get here.
But the situation is different now. It's not going to work out that way. Just because everybody's making their moves right now, and if you don't have them for an official visit, is it too late to wait for the season? It's a tough call, but you don't want to play that game. You don't want to get in that situation. So they're conceding and going, yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Let's get them.
I think that's what's happening.
Oh, I tell you what. Let's don't forget about who's coming in Wednesday for an unofficial visit. Malik Blockton.
Oh, yeah. He'll camp as well.
Camp. And he will announce – what did he tell me? He's announcing in July?
July.
12th or something?
Yeah. Or mid-July, somewhere.
Yeah. So he's another in-state kid. And, you know, you, me and Jay Head all talk about there's two types of guys you want to get committed in these classes, and that's statement recruits and beating Alabama and Georgia for anybody. You've got to be able to do that some of yours, but then you've got these in-state guys. You want to keep them from going to the Floridas, from the Clemsons to the Ole Misses.
Yeah.
So both of Malik Blockton and Bryce Kane both fit into that bill. Malik Blockton's either going to go to Auburn, Texas, or Florida.
Yep.
Those and this kid is right down the road, brother of Marcus Harris. He's saving his OV until the Iron Bowl because he wants to be on the field with his brother. By the way, Cole, I found this out for you and me, really. Marcus Harris and Malik Blockton have the same mother and the same father.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Harris is a junior, so his father's name is Marcus Harris. So is Malik Blockton's father.
Right.
Their parents split up when the mother was pregnant with Malik. So Marcus kept his dad's name, and Malik took his mom's name.
Gotcha.
So you've got Marcus Harris and Malik Blockton. But they are as blood as me and my brother. I mean,
I don't know if you've seen Malik lately. They look exactly alike.
Really?
Yes. In the face, yeah. You know, Marcus kind of got the hair going on, but they look the same.
I've never really looked at them and thought, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Malik talked to him. He's going to be back for the Iron Bowl. We'll see what happens with him next Wednesday. And – man, I'm trying to think. I think there's more. Oh, man, so you got this got DeMarcus Riddick and Jalen Crawford and those guys coming in Friday or Saturday. You've got Cam Coleman and Daniel Hill and Daniel Calhoun and all those guys coming in Monday. You've got Malik Blockton coming in Wednesday.
Yep.
Then you got Casey Poe, Perry Thompson, Preston Tauma.
Yeah.
Jameson Riggs, who was here, was he here? No, he wasn't here Monday. That was Michael Tolliver, John Wayne Tolliver, Oliver. But, hey, let's talk about this new guy, Cole.
You
added to the June 16th list.
I did. I added him today. Ben Egemawa, big deal on this one. You know, he's kind of working over there in the West Coast, getting some attention over there. like Kamori House, that was a guy that he knew about and got them on. And Preston Taumua is a guy that he knows pretty well. Obviously, the Hawaiian connection there and that he's got some connections out there in the West Coast, and he's working them. And Jake Thornton also went out there during the when the coaches got on the road, I believe, as well. So they got some attention out there. DeAndre Carter kind of had it in the back pocket. I mean, it is like didn't even hear his name until 2 days ago, and here he is going to officially visit. I don't know much about him. He's got official visits set up to USC, Michigan State, and Auburn. So you would think that might be the three. Everybody's kind of going to three right now, it seems like. And those seem to be his three. USC seems to be a big deal. Obviously, he's right over there. But, you know, you never know.
He's at Mater Dei, Santa Ana, California.
Yes, which is, isn't that like a top shelf school out there?
If it's this, I think they have a couple of different campuses.
Okay, I see.
But I think so. I think Keith would say it's Mater Dei.
Mater Dei, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's a Yankee. but yeah, then you know, there's probably going to be some guys out of that list. But next Friday, what's that? A week? So it's Friday week. You got Perry Thompson, DeAndre Carter, Casey Poe, Preston Taumua, Jameson Riggs, and those are just the guys that we know of right now.
Right. I think they lost two on that weekend.
Right. Sure did. You
lose Justin Green, who committed to Georgia, 4-star D lineman from Lawrenceville.
Mountain View.
And then you lost Kevin Haywood, offensive lineman from Pennsylvania, who committed to Wisconsin. You know, tough to get some of these out-of-state guys. But like we said, I mean, besides Reese Baker and you know, Jaquan McCroy is not an option anymore. I mean, what else is there around here besides the state of Georgia and not too many in Florida this year? So you got to expand. You got to try to go get those guys. I mean, why not? You know, if they're interested and if they're going to officially visit, you should try and swing for the fences with those guys, and they are. I mean, I think they have a pretty good shot with Preston Taumua and DeAndre Carter, now that I've learned a little bit about him.
Do you know what, Cole?
Yeah.
Hugh Freeze has recruited nationally. He recruited nationally at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And he's doing that now in Auburn and better than any Auburn coach that I've seen, even going back to Tuberville, Chizik, Gus. But he's at least getting these California guys on campus, these yep. Utah guys on campus, these Michigan guys on campus, these Hawaii guys on campus.
Right.
So we'll see if it pays off, man. Keith would probably advise him to drop that and stick with your traditional footprint.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to at least. I'm Missouri. I'll wait and see.
Well, I think even Keith pointed out, you know, there's a lack of the top-end offensive lineman down here this year whatever reason. So, I mean, if you're looking at positions and going, which position looks – what's the outlook? Which position has the best outlook right now? You might would say offensive line. I mean, there's a lot of options there. There's a ton of options. And Casey Poe, who we haven't talked much about on this podcast, but, you know, we know where Auburn stands with him. We know where he stands with Auburn and Walker White. And obviously the competition's tough, but there is a legitimate shot there for Auburn.
Casey Poe going to be with that group next weekend. I'm trying to think, Cole, what else we had. Oh, I know what I want. The three offensive linemen, you mentioned Reese Baker. These guys were always Zach in the back says Mater Dei has produced three Heisman winners and have only had five losing seasons. So okay. They're always really good, always producing D1 talent. Was that Reggie Bush, Zach?
Probably.
I think Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart. No, or is that just SC? Is that what I'm thinking of? L.A.?
I'm sure a lot of those guys go to USC.
I bet.
Bryce
Young.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I told you.
Matt Leinart.
The three offensive linemen that came and camped Monday, Cole, you were there. You saw them. Nashville, Brentwood, excuse me, John Wayne Oliver.
Yeah.
It was
William Eccles.
William Eccles, who's who we talked about earlier, and then Reese Baker. What did you think about those three guys?
Well, you know, as much as I want to sit there and just analyze every single thing that they do, I like to watch the reactions of coaches. I think they give off reactions when somebody does something good and they like what they're seeing. Well, Reese Baker was the guy they used to demonstrate every drill. He was the one that Jake Thornton sort of locked in on, and there was probably, I would say probably 30 or 40 offensive linemen that attended, and all in that offensive line group, they split it into two because there were so many. But whenever they needed to show something to the rest of the offensive linemen, they used Reese Baker. Hey, here he's going to show you how to do this move. He's going to show you how to do this step, this drill. And that spoke a lot to me. I know how those points go. And, you know, if they're using him for that, they think he's doing something right. And they gave him a lot of praise. He hung out the whole day afterward, him and his mom. You know, I got a prediction in for him to Auburn. I feel great about it. I don't think he ends up anywhere else right now. So I think they made that clear to him. There's a long meeting, from what I understand, with him and Hugh Freeze and Jake Thornton. So
okay.
I think they're working on him.
No doubt that he's a take.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident in saying that.
Okay. Well, I mean, they spent a lot of time on him, it sounds like.
They did. They were wanting to see him. Actually, I think they even told him, hey, you know, you don't really have to camp. We've seen some good things from you. He goes, oh, I want to. And that was when they're like, yeah, this is our guy. This is our kind of guy here.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm sorry. Meet Marshall just committed to Georgia Tech, I believe. That's what that is.
Yeah, you know, he was at Auburn Monday as well.
That's right. This is Fat Burnett's cousin, I believe, right? And Lucia.
Yeah, teammates. I know they're teammates. I don't know. But, you know, a guy that Auburn's kind of had an eye on. And Auburn fans, especially on our board, they've asked, you know, why hasn't he gotten an Auburn offer? I don't really know the answer to that, but, you know, he didn't camp. I thought it might have been a good idea for him to camp and go, hey, look, you know, you should offer me, you know, if he's interested in Auburn. But he didn't, so he had a Georgia Tech shirt on when he was there that day.
No way.
He sure did. So, I would cross him off the board probably.
Yeah, I just never felt like Auburn was crazy about him to begin with.
Yeah, I think you're right. I got the same feeling. Although I have said before, you know, he couldn't end up in the class just because I'm thinking down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. They
circle back to. Now I'm thinking, I don't think he's a circle back guy anymore. I think he's probably going to be where he committed there.
He ain't no circle back boy. hey, we put up a real quick last minute kind of questions from a corner today. We were a day early on recording. And we're gonna get to some questions now because we've covered. Listen, folks, we're gonna be all over this June, and I want everybody to know if you haven't already signed up for Auburn Live on 3, dude, June. You'll get your money's worth in the month of June, entire year, as you will. I mean,
yeah.
You know, summer's about to start. Fall's gonna be practice. It's gonna be kicking off, and we're gonna have it all at Auburn Live on 3. And right now, you got it for $1. $1 for 3 months, or go ahead and get that entire year for $50, man. Can't really beat it. It's a fantastic deal. And a lot of people have already jumped on it, man. We've had several new subscribers come over from other sites, and I've noticed and recognized several of them, and we appreciate them and their loyalty to us. But we're going to go with somebody has nominated Bobby Sweatpants, by the way, as the best poster on the board.
He's pretty good, man.
So we'll start off with we'll let him start it off tonight. Bobby Sweatpants wants to know prediction on how many top 100 players are in this class. There are 100 players in this class. There are 100 top 100 players in this class, Bobby. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. I don't think that's a trick question of any type. But, yeah, my prediction for how many top 100 players are in this class is 100.
That is the Bobby Sweatpants answer if I've ever heard of one.
Is it? I'm going to give him a little taste of his own medicine. Nah,
that's perfect.
So, in Auburn's class?
I just looked through while you were talking there. There's about five that I could see maybe happening, which Perry Thompson, Walker White, by the way, is – top 98, I think so, yeah. Jamonte Waller, I really could see that one happening after he visited. Who was the other one? Cam Coleman.
Yeah.
Kate. Well, I'm not going to go that far. Yeah.
I would put the over and under at 3.5.
3.5 sounds about right.
And I don't know which one I would go. Yeah, I would say, so Bobby, to answer your question, in my opinion, 3 to 4.
I'd go with 4.
Okay.
That's where I'm going to go with.
Good stuff. Mr. Robert Dale, 1. Is Auburn still the team to beat for Jalen Crawford after that UF official and the recent buzz around LSU? It's a fair question. I've actually been reading on, you know, Keith's reports on Jalen Crawford. A lot of people think LSU is going to be tough, and they feel like Florida made a very big impression on him during that visit. I want to see what he says after the visit.
Well, there's a difference between a leader and the team to beat, because leaders change, especially with official visits. There's a very good chance Florida could be his leader right now just because he took the official. But I still think the team to beat's Auburn. I really do, because he has a really good relationship there. I just remember him being there that day. We were there, and I felt like, yeah, you know, it just seems like he makes sense in this class. They've fought for him for a while. He's been, you know, they've told him he's the top guy at corner, nickel. It doesn't matter. He's the top guy on the DB board. I think those reasons, Auburn's the team to beat, but they got to hold on because LSU, whenever he officially visits there, that's going to be tough. I know Clemson's still in the mix too. And Florida, you know, hit a home run with him too. So it's just going to be – he's one of those guys that everybody seems to want that way.
I like that answer. Team to beat. Leaders change, team to beat. I like that.
Auburn's the team to beat.
I agree. Oh, Rice DP wants to know, is Joseph Phillips going to UGA, or is there any chance for Auburn to get back in it before he commits? Cole, this was right up your alley. Also, thoughts on if Auburn can get in it for Franklin after his OV. Kamarion Franklin is not taking an official visit, Rice. He's going to come in for an unofficial visit Saturday. Hell, we forgot to mention that. I need to put him on that list.
Absolutely.
Kamarion Franklin. According to Chaz Simmons, he told Chaz Simmons, I'm just going to go to Auburn for an unofficial visit. Might go back later on, but for now, it's just going to be an unofficial visit.
Yeah.
So Auburn can get in. I think Auburn's in it right now for Franklin.
Yeah, Auburn's definitely – well, we know they're top five.
Sure.
But are they higher than that? Maybe like top three? It's possible. I think Tennessee is – if we're talking about team to beat, I think Tennessee is the team to beat, just from things that I've heard and read and looked around. But, you know, I mean, everything changes with official visit. This used to be what took place in December, right?
Yeah.
Now it's June. It's just moved up. It's the same thing that happened in December. It's almost like the really, really early signing day in a way. So, you know, I think things will change. But right now, I label Tennessee as the team to beat. I think Auburn's got a chance to dark horse slide in there because I think when you lost Jeremiah Beeman to Bama, I really think all that fire and pressure went on to Franklin from Garrett and Auburn. So I think he'll feel that when he visits, and we'll see what happens from there. But I was waiting. I can't believe that question slid to number 3. I thought that would be number 1, and then they'd all be about Joseph Phillips. That seems to be the topic. Confidence has dropped for me. Let me just be honest.
Where are you right now? Are you 50-50?
I'm 55-45 leaning toward Georgia.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable, Cole. I'm telling you, man.
I'm just telling you. I agree. That's a tough loss there. Tough loss. If that happens, and it hadn't happened yet.
Right.
What I know about Joseph Phillips at this point is that he plans to take an official visit to Auburn, I think during the Georgia game of all games. I don't know what that means. There's been a lot of speculation. You know, does that mean he doesn't have the heart to tell him he's not going to take his official visit? I don't think so. I think he wanted to do it in the season the whole time. But when I went to talk to him, he's like, I got to get it done. So there's been pressure on him back and forth. I think he's ready to just give it a break. Like, I've got to commit somewhere. I need to be left alone for a little bit. Georgia's got my attention right now. That's where it's going to be, I think. Down the road, is Auburn going to quit? We know they're not. I don't know if it means anything. But if it meant anything for a recruit for Auburn to not quit, it would have to be for somebody 15 minutes down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this one's going all the way. It's going to go all the way.
Okay, I could see that, Cole. I could see him committing to Georgia and then flipping in the end.
So no, I don't have confidence that happens right now. I think Georgia's got all the momentum, but we know how that changes back and forth.
Well, I mean, Auburn wins 7 or 8 games, has some momentum in December. I mean, you saw what they did with Keldrick Falk, Kay and Lee, Connor Lou, Sylvester Smith, and his kids right down the road. Boy, that would be a big statement flip, but you hope it doesn't get to that point.
I mean, this is the point you didn't want it to get to.
Right.
If you're Auburn, it's not an unclimbable hole, but it's a hole nonetheless. You absolutely did not want to get in this hole.
Absolutely. Perfectly said. Perfectly put. Oh, Fruby Sips. Is the staff still expecting Quintrell Bobby Travis?
Yeah, Bobby Travis.
Bobby Travis, there you go, to become eligible to make it to Auburn. I think so. I think there is some optimism. Cole, do you have anything you want to add there?
I got nothing on that one, honestly.
Okay. I do think there's optimism there. I don't think there's much with Dequavius Story. But I'll check on that again. But I think Bobby also has some confidence that he will be at Auburn. He just doesn't know when as far as the summer goes.
Yeah.
Oh, Haskins Lover 13, not to be confused with Haskins Lover 12. What's the best way to put into words to tell the folks here that the sky isn't falling yet in terms of Auburn recruiting?
Good question.
It's a very good question. Because
you can sense it right now.
I understand the frustration. I do. And here's why, Cole. I had a lot of hope, a lot of high hopes coming out of that 2023 class. When you flipped Kay and Lee, when you flipped Keldrick Falk, when you flipped Sylvester Smith, when you flipped Connor Lou, and then you go in the portal and you dominate.
Yes.
In December, and you dominate in May, and you've got a pretty damn good 2023 class. Expectations are pretty high for this 2024 class, and it's just not happening. You know, I've got a how about you out to Wardan Eagle, and he had a perfect post about how recruits are reacting to committing to Auburn at this time, and he's like, they're like, I'll wait. You know, it's just they're very hesitant for whatever reason, and so I understand people having concerns right now, but just like Cole and I said just a minute ago with Joe Phillips, I'm going to hold my that's unexcusable or, you know, you can't let that happen until December because I can easily see this class coming together late and a lot of people having to eat crow, and I don't want to be one of those guys.
Yeah, well, that's part of the NIL world too. Things like that are going to happen. The craziest things are going to happen because different deals – are given at different times. Let's just be honest about that.
Sure. Oh, sure.
When do you want to show your hand? Are you ready to do it now? Or do you want to hold it? Hey, hold on. I got something coming for you. Bam, there it is. How you feel about this in December? You know, it's a timing thing. Do you want to just throw it all out there right now? Probably not. If I know anything about Hugh Freeze, he's been sort of labeled a closer in recruiting, and he probably thinks that way. Let's do everything we can from a relationship standpoint right now, and then we'll open up the bag of tricks, you know, at the end. Well, that's kind of what he did with Keldrick Falk, of course, Connor Lou, Caden Lee. He didn't really have a choice. That's when he came in, but kind of worked out that way. Hey, I can show my hand today because I just got here, and it's at the end. But to tell people the sky's not falling, well, number one, I'll go back to – and I've said this before, but it's you had to get the right team in to show something on the field to sell that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a ladder effect here. We're on this ring of the ladder right now. The ring that you can't quite reach is elite high school recruiting because it's kind of a show me thing. You got to show them something, and all you can show them is, hey, I did this with Evan Engram at Ole Miss. Hey, I did this with Laquan Treadwell at Ole Miss. you know, I got Denzel Candice or Robert Candice at Ole Miss. That's all good. That was years ago. What have you done for me lately? Is how pretty much everybody operates anyway, in general. So, I think you, Auburn fans do not want to hear, you got to be patient. I don't blame them, and I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is some of these things that are happening right now, if you miss on Joseph Phillips, unacceptable. If you miss on Cam Coleman, unacceptable. But I don't think it's completely over. I think you have time.
I agree, and I for whatever reason, like you said, I have more confidence in Freeze late in the cycle, late in the recruiting year.
Sure, yeah.
He's done that lately. You know, you're talking about what has he done for me lately? Well, he closed like a he closed very good in 2023. So yeah. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I will say this, Haskins lover, I do kind of understand where people are frustrated right now, concerned a little bit. I do understand that. So, and for the reasons I said below, because they closed so well in 2023 that you expected them to open 2024 extremely well, and it just hasn't happened. So I understand that.
I can relate 100% because when I kind of got the feeling, uh-oh, things have turned with Joseph Phillips, I sat there for a minute and go, golly, man, that bothers me a little bit because, I mean, it looked like it was going so well, and then, bam, it just flips. That's where you're talking about flipping the script. If you're Hugh Freeze, you can't let that happen anymore. And,
right.
and it's not really in your control until you can show everything that you got. And he hasn't gotten the chance to do that yet.
All the cards aren't on the table yet.
That's why I think the sky's not falling. It bothers me, and it should bother you too, but the sky's not falling yet.
Not yet. Well, a little piece of cloud just fell a little bit, but not.
Yeah, right. It's just raining a little bit.
Ojada 88 wants to know, in your opinion, how many games in with a good showing would yield the results needed to swing recruits to Auburn? How many games, how many wins, Cole? You talk about, you know, having it on the field first. How many wins are we talking? Are we talking like 7?
Well, I think he's asking how many games in, like 5 games into the season.
Oh, I thought he was. Yeah, okay, that makes more sense too.
I think that's what he's asking.
No, about. Let's go with that. Yeah, that's a better question.
Well, we revert back to the schedule. You know, UMass, you're not going to show anybody anything with that.
Well, if you get to A&M and you're 4-0,
mm-hmm.
Big time.
Slip up and beat A&M, you got something. Make it look pretty. You know, pretty good. Sorry.
I think A&M, so if you're 3-0, you've beaten UMass, you've beaten Cal, you've beaten Samford, you're going to A&M, and Jay thinks it's a winnable game. I do too.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm starting to believe that.
You get to A&M and you get close, or you look good, or you even come out of there with a win. I think you're going to start seeing a little swing in momentum on the recruiting trail.
Honestly, okay, to answer your question, Texas A&M. Then that
would be
that game is
game
where
four.
You can begin to say, look at us. Look what we got going here. Watch us throw for 250 yards or something, you know, something like that against an SEC opponent.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll be curious to see what that looks like. Robert Dale, one. Over-under is 1.5 new public commitments by next week with Bryce Kane committing before then and maybe Reese Baker on the potential. I would go over. And here, I expect Auburn, if they want Bryce Kane, to get Bryce Kane. Another one, as far as I'm concerned.
It all hinges on Bryce Kane, because I don't think Reese is going to have a decision quite yet. So, probably, you know, if he's in. Right now, I have a feeling yes.
I would take the over.
But I'm not ready to make a prediction or anything. I just have a feeling yes that whatever happens while he's on campus could be, you know, could be the flip from Ole Miss there. And even though he's not committed, the momentum flip.
KDB2 wants to know odds of us landing Bryce Kane. And I'll tell you this much: I'm gonna update the hot board again on Friday. I'm gonna have it at 50-50 going into the weekend. Even though it's probably Ole Miss 55-45 right now. I think it's going to be more 50-50 by the time Friday gets here, by the time he gets on campus, and by the time Monday gets here, after he's finished his visit, gotten home, and had time to think about it, and that I've also had time, Cole and I both have had time to make sure that he's still a a high priority for Auburn. You know, if he's going to be a take for Auburn this early.
Yeah.
I would expect that to be 55 or more.
Well, I have an interesting theory about this, actually. If you are sort of playing it like you are right now, like we said, you haven't gotten all your cards on the table, but you're doing everything you possibly can to get Cam Coleman, and maybe sooner than he wants to do it, or he says he wants to do it. Is that why maybe a guy like Bryce Kane, they've said, let's hold off for a minute, let's get Cam Coleman in the class, and then we'll start filling the other receivers behind you? Do you think they went, maybe it's just good to get a commitment? Maybe it would just be better to get somebody in right now who we like. We know we like him. That kind of thing. You know, which way do you think it is?
And I don't. And obviously, Bryce Kane's an inside guy, right? He's a slot.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to affect Cam Coleman, and I would hope Cam Coleman. I don't give a shit who he is. I would hope Cam Coleman doesn't go, oh man, they've already got a receiver, an extra receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he would.
Get out of here, dude. If he's that way, I wouldn't want him. I don't think he is.
Sure.
But Bryce Kane is not going to negatively impact anything when it comes to that, and be curious to see, man. I hope to know more on Sunday, maybe Monday. But I would have it 50-50 at worst right now and 55-45 at best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Zach in the back. If Auburn signs Daniel Hill and Fat Burnett, how do you feel like they will fit into the backfield together? That's a Cole Pinkston question. Are they the same type of runner, Cole? Are they big bruisers?
Yeah, well, yes. They're both that way. But Daniel Hill's got a little more shake to him and a little more speed, just straight line speed. I mean, Daniel Hill's one of the more freaky guys in the class. And when I say freaky, I mean he can do so many things. But he's also 6'2", 220 pounds. There just aren't a lot of guys like that, especially at running back. You don't have a lot. I mean, guys of that nature that come to mind are like Najee Harris, you know, Saquon Barkley, that kind of athleticism. I'm not trying to predict the same success, but this is the kind of running back he is. He can do a lot of different things, but he's also huge. So, Fat Burnett's a little bit more of a bruiser, in my opinion, a little bit more of a one-cut slasher. This guy's more, I can do a lot of everything. And I don't know if you've seen him as a receiver. He looks like Seth Williams, a guy that can go and catch it up in traffic or Jair Shorter. He looks like one of those guys. So, just a do-it-all guy. I mean, I think Daniel Hill would be your feature guy with those two, but Burnett is just another one that comes in and bruises you. So I like the combination. It doesn't have to be a small guy and a big guy. Two big guys is not bad either. Look at Georgia. They've been doing that for a while.
Oh, Eli.
Good question, Eli. Zach.
Double lot. What was the most fun you've ever had in an Auburn sporting game event? Most fun I ever had was Dylan O'Donnell. T. Brown, he had a bad attitude. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know what it was. Well, you know what? It probably was back in circa 1999 when Auburn went to the Swamp. I had the best time ever up in that damn upper deck. I mean, if you've ever been to the Swamp, dude, it's almost vertical where they put the students when we were there.
It's crazy.
And I tumbled down those sumbitches at least two or three times before – well, they finally hauled me off to the pokey. I spent the night in the county jail with about 200 other Auburn fans, and we had a blast. But, yeah, so awesome. There you go, Eli.
That's a good one. I considered Florida. I went to Florida in 2019 when Bo Nix was a freshman. Tough game, but I had a good time there. Probably, I would say the Cam Newton run in 2010 against LSU. I was at that LSU game. The run, I remember that run like it was yesterday. It was, you know, when he busted up the middle right behind Mario Fannin and then he made 17 people miss. Oh, sure. That moment, it was kind of like, you know, me as a guy that was enjoying Auburn football at the time, it was like, wow. I mean, Auburn is the team right now in college football. Yeah. Cam Newton, there's not a better player than Cam Newton in college football. Like, they could really do it and went undefeated and won the whole thing. So that was the moment I knew it. Like, that's when I knew that was fixing to happen. Hey, and I was with an Alabama fan in that game who was not, you know, excited about going to the game, but he was like, that was pretty awesome. I was like, oh, that's cool.
For personally, as a fan, that was, you know, one of my memories that I remember was back then. But as professionally was 2010, the comeback. I sat on the 45-yard line next to Philip Marshall in the press box.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, watched Auburn, you know, fall behind 24-3, I think it was,
3 at halftime, yeah, it was 3.
And just sitting there with Philip and watching – What happened that second half was just amazing. And, you know, I'm sitting here talking to Philip Marshall, who was, you know, my idol, you know.
Yeah.
Just, it was so cool that we were sitting there just watching it together. It was like me and, you know, my dad or somebody.
Yeah, right.
I was just sitting there watching this unbelievable football game, this unbelievable defense in the second half, this unbelievable generational quarterback. And Terrell Zachary, one of my, you know, watching him as a high school kid and him getting a long touchdown there. So a lot of things worked for me that day, man. It was really cool, really special to be there with Philip Marshall and watch that game. So that was one of my better times. Auburn stuff. Rank the importance of factors needed to win blue chip recruiting battles on the east and west flanks. Man, J-Head, this is such a J-Head question. This is way over my head.
Crucial concept. Look.
This is way over my head. Let me even see if I can understand this. Okay, are we ranking? Here are the factors needed to win blue chip. There are a number of players drafted. They're winning games. Okay, proof of concept.
Hmm.
Oh, that was such a J-Head question.
I think he's just giving three examples. Like, what is the biggest thing Auburn needs to do to get to win these blue chip recruiting battles?
Number one is money.
Yeah, well, I think they're okay there. I really do.
All right. Just got to have it. NIL.
I think we're good there. You could pretty much go check right there.
Okay.
Next, I don't think it's number of players drafted.
No.
I think that's important. I don't think it's the next most important. I think it's situational. So right now, in this situation, I think it's winning games and proof of concept that goes together to me. The proof of concept on the field is what's missing. I know it is because I've talked to Perry Thompson about it. I've talked to Cam Cohen about it. They wanted to see more at that A-Day game from the passing game. They really did. They were honest.
Didn't think that could have been a big factor for these non-early commitments, man. They haven't seen shit.
That was a big topic on the board this afternoon before we started, Jeffrey. People were going, man, did that rain really hurt us?
Wow.
I don't think it's a killer, but I do think it hurt a little bit. I mean, you could have had a little bit more to show. Hey, you know, like I told you, we threw it 45 times in the A-Day game. Well, you didn't get to do that because it was a torrential downpour. So, it's not that big of a deal, but it was something that could have helped a little, at least. And you're looking, any little bit helps at this point, right? If you're Hugh Freeze and staff, you're taking anything you can. But to me, it's proof of concept. I got to see how Auburn's going to be this season. I got to see how they're going to be under Hugh Freeze moving forward. And that's why the transfer portal was such a big deal, and that's why all the NIL attention went to the transfer portal. Because not only do I need to win to keep my job, I need to win to recruit. Got to have it.
Mm.
Winning cures everything.
Mm.
It truly does.
Oh, Tyler Justice, could the slow start to 2024 – be partly because the portal took a big chunk out of that budget? I was thinking about this earlier, Tyler. Let me finish for the people who aren't watching and can't read it. Tyler Justice wants to know, could the slow start to 2024 class be partly because the portal took a big chunk out of that NIL budget? And I don't think so.
No, but it did. It took a massive chunk of attention. That's the point I've been trying to come to this whole time. It was the attention. In other words, hey, coaches, and they probably had a staff meeting. Look, all the NIL attention has to go to transfer portal right now. We've got to have it. If we don't have a good team, if we don't win some games we're not supposed to win, recruiting's not going to matter. My job's not going to matter. I'm not going to have a job here. You don't get 3 years anymore. You get two at the most. So, yeah, it went all to the portal. And I don't think they blew it on the portal. I think they just spent the time on the portal, and now they're having to transition back. All right, NIL. Let's get things working with high school guys now. We weren't able to give them that attention because we were focused on portal, but we were building relationships while we were, you know, handling NIL for transfer portal. So now I think you're starting to get back into it. That's why I think there's new names emerging and big names emerging.
Auburn ATL, Will Auburn take three or four wide receivers from the high school ranks? If we landed Pam, Carey, Kane, Pam, Perry. What did I say, Pam?
Pam and Carey.
Pam and Carey, yeah. Oh, if we landed Perry Thompson, Cam Coleman, yeah. Bryce Kane, do you think they'd be done? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
if they land Perry and Cam, they probably call it there if they don't have Kane in the class already.
I'm trying to think how many of these portal guys, so they signed, what, three or four portal wide receivers? You've got
four.
Some young guys, four guys. Most of them have 1 year or two.
Yeah, Shore's got one. I think the other's got more than one.
Hollywood.
Maybe no, Mardner's got one. So Mardner and Shorter only have one. The other two have more than one.
And Shorter, I believe, is a guy who could get the second one if he wanted it. Is he the one who
yeah,
hurt
I think
a couple
so.
Of years? So I would say three or four. I don't think there's a set plan right now, ATL, at least not that I know of. I think Auburn would like to get all three of those guys. Could be wrong, but I think that would certainly take them all.
Hmm.
Frank Wah, 22. Do you sense the staff is a little frustrated or disappointed so far with that more quality 2024 high school guys haven't so far since more quality high school guys haven't committed yet? I don't know. I haven't sensed any frustration.
Well, I'll tell you what. You let Joe Phillips commit to Georgia. You let DeMarcus Riddick slip away to Bama. And Hugh Freeze will be frustrated. I know enough about him. And I'm sure the rest of the staff will also be that way. But I know that Hugh Freeze, those are the ones that are important to him because he wants to beat them. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, playing Monopoly. He wants to beat them, Georgia and Alabama. So losing a recruiting battle is like losing on the field to them, in his opinion. And he's not going to take that lightly. That's why I just want to see how that plays out. He may not be able to overcome it this first year, but he's not going to take it lightly. It's going to make him anxious. He's going to lose sleep over it. We'll see what happens after that.
Hmm. I like it. 0-15. Oh, Zach in the back. One more for Zach. Do either of you really believe Jalen Mbakwe when he says Auburn has a hell? Hold on. Let me finish this again for the people who are just listening. Do either of you really believe Jalen Mbakwe when he says Auburn has a real shot? My answer, and it might differ from Cole's, Zach, but mine is hell no. Auburn has maybe a 2 or 3% shot. I mean, the only way he doesn't end up with Alabama is if Alabama drops him. That's the only way. This is my opinion. The only reason he's doing it right now, he's getting NIL, he's getting followers, he's getting his social media followers up because that – and listen – I want everybody to realize that when these five-star kids are taking visits to other schools, they're getting those other fans as followers to their Instagram, to their Twitter, to their TikToks, because that is way to justify bigger NILs with the school that they're going to sign. So, so I don't think Auburn has much of a shot, if any, with Jalen Mbakwe. I don't think he's ended up at Auburn. I really don't. I can't say the same about Perry Thompson. I can't say the same about Sterling Dixon. Although I still think both of them end up at Alabama, but we'll see. You know, I don't feel as strongly about them as I do Mbakwe. I don't think Mbakwe. I'm very confident that he signs with Alabama. Cole, do you think there's a shot, a real shot, according to Zach? I mean, according to his question.
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that for now. I don't see it happening.
Dude, Sterling might happen. Perry Thompson might happen. Jalen Mbakwe is not happening, people. So go unfollow him or what, if that's what he's searching for, and I don't blame him. But if that's
I'll say at least on that front, I would think he would have if you're wanting to get your NIL up and things of that nature, or your follow count up, wouldn't you go to, like, Tennessee or Clemson, a totally different fan base to grab all that? I mean, everybody knows you in the state. and it's just between Alabama and Auburn, he says.
Oh, you're thinking there's some interest there.
I'm saying if he was trying to get his NIL count up or whatever, he would want to pull a different fan base in. Everybody at Auburn already knows Jalen Mbakwe. You know what I mean?
Well, if I was going to boost my NIL, I would flirt with another school, hold the leverage on Alabama to keep in the class.
Yeah.
And perfect example, Tony Mitchell.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not really new with NIL, is it?
I mean, that's – Tony Mitchell definitely increased his stock by almost flipping to Auburn. Absolutely. His payday got large. Good for him. Good for him.
We saw some of that money.
Hey, we've got some Habashis, and we'll get out of here, Cole. We've been just spilling the tea like a bunch of little biddies out here, man. Let's go. Give me some Habashis. You said you got some this week.
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Get some.
Three of them kind of go together. Rice, Kemo Sabe, and Logan W. Adams. Because they went back and forth just like in a triangle arguing on the Joseph Phillips note that I put up, which has like 9,000 views right now.
Yeah.
But they're one of the reasons why it has like 9,000 views, because they kept it going forever and it was entertaining. And then they all, like, at the very same time, I love you, man. I'm sorry about this. I didn't mean it when I called you an idiot or when I, you know, used foul language against you. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, that's the way you're supposed to do it, folks.
I knew you'd see it my way in the end. So, yeah, I like that. But those three, they kept me entertained for a little while.
All right.
And Tree Trunks is another one. He jumped in there and made a funny comment, so I'm throwing him one as well. And I think in the same thread, Jason from Priceville was in there as well. So I'm throwing Jason from Priceville in there. Bobby Sweatpants gets one for me this week because he just keeps cracking me up, man. He's whatever it is, he's doing it right. War Dan Eagle had a good comment. University of Auburn helped me out with something, so giving him one for sure.
University of Auburn.
University of Auburn. That's right. And two new guys. One is Nash Tiger, and the other one is our baseball guy. Trying to think. What
original Cajun Circa.
Correct. Those are my other two.
Dude, we got a lot going on right here because I've got Nash Tiger. So that's how about you, Nash Tiger squared? How about you, original Cajun circa 1993 squared? How about you, the War Dan Eagle squared? I got you. How about you, the Good Fan? How about you, to AUB2K? How about you, the BBAU10? How about you, the Small Fox? How about you, the Goulet? G-O-U-L-E-T. So it's either Goulet or Goulet.
It's Goulet because his picture is Robert Goulet.
Oh, for real? I have no idea who that is. How about you, the Nash Tiger? How about you, the Buzzard 24? B-U-Z-Z-U-R-D, Buzzard 24. How about you, the C. Richie 8? How about you, the original Cajun, circa 1993? How about you, the Steve Sawbone? And finally, how about you, the Mobala _ Tiger 62. That's an old, an OG Auburn poster there. Made his move over to the corner. Certainly appreciate him and Nash Tiger. Both of those guys, man, newbies coming in. We appreciate them for show. Big how about yous to everybody, man. Another week of fantastic posting on the corner. We are loving our guys. We appreciate all of our subscribers. We really do, man. We love it. If you haven't gotten subscribed to Auburn Live on 3, now is the perfect opportunity. As I said earlier, $1 for 3 months. It's ridiculous, but that's what they're doing. I mean, we have no control over it. On 3 was like, listen, we're going to give your people $1 for 3 months. And I was like, no, $1.50. And they're like, nah, man, we're going to stay a dollar. So yeah. Whatever, man, you know, what do I know? So $1.
Sacrifices we make, man.
You got to do something, you know. So $1 for 3 months, or if you want to go ahead and knock that year out for $50, I don't even know what that comes down to, about $4 a month.
Yeah.
So can't beat it, man. Go check us out, Auburn Live on 3. We will be back Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. for the call-in show, for the live call-in show. And, again, in Auburn, Alabama, Auburn, Opelika, Lee County, if you're looking for a new home, if you're looking to sell your home in the area, give Jessica Andrus a call at the Talents Group, 334-704-4442. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate everybody watching. For Cole, for J-Head, although he's out of commission this week, we do hope for him the best. But anyways, for J-Head, for Zach in the back, man, I'm Jeffrey Lee. Y'all stab that left lane. See you.